The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our Care Radio sports booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
And good evening and welcome to Winchester, Kansas, where we're getting set for round one, day one, and game one of the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason High School Basketball Tournament there in. Tonight, we're going to be in the Winchester location. The other half of the games are going to be going on simultaneously in the Nortonville Elementary Middle School location. So, hoops all over the place. Tell you what. We're going to come back. We got a great two games here tonight. We're going to be back, bring you starters for the first one, a little insight, then the tip-off. Two games coming up. Don't go away.
Makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y, to name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
And with that, welcome back once again to Winchester, Kansas, here on the campus of Jefferson County North High School. Game one of the night in this facility is going to pit Northeast Kansas High School's Nighthawks and the Valley Falls High School Lady Dragons. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph, producing and engineering back at the Care Radio Sports Studio. Tom Couch with you here courtside. The crowd continues to filter in. The 6 o'clock starts. Always a little early, and by the time people get off work, get around and get to the ballpark and gymnasium, they'll be filtering in, and they continue. There's quite a line coming into the scores or at the ticket booth right now. And let's take a look at the starters. What do you say? First of all, for Valley Falls and head coach Jordan Hale. Valley Falls coming into the ball game this evening at 3 and 4, and they're going to be starting seniors Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood, and Caitlin Yates. A junior, Cassie Frakes, and sophomore, Gracie Connor. For Northeast Kansas High School and head coach Marley Baum, the Nighthawks are going to be starting seniors Laurel Swenson and Allie Bertel. They'll have junior Amy Holloway and a pair of freshmen, Allie Sifford and Maddie Wagner. Northeast Kansas High School coming into the game today at 9 and 4, and fresh off competition last week at the Lewisburg tournament. So we're set to go and hope you enjoy high school girls tournament basketball. The tip of the way, and it's going to go deep into the backcourt. NEK is going to control the town, and we are underway. NEK going from right to left across your dial, and they're the home team tonight. So they are in the white with navy and light blue. Good looking uniform. The feed to the middle of NEK comes out on top. The launch, it's 3. Halfway down, kicked out, no good. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds. It'll come to Valley Falls. That shot taken by Allie Sifford. And again, the freshman showing total confidence as she launched that shot. Now, here comes Valley Falls. Into the forecourt with it is going to be Lauren. Lauren will bring it over to the right side. Valley Falls in the home black, or the traveling black uniforms with gold. And the shot is up. Good. Cassie Freight takes the bucket. And Valley Falls is going to jump in front. 2-0, and we are about 45 seconds into the game. Amy came with the basketball, dumped it over to the left side, down to the baseline with it to go Amy Holloway. She'll start to drive in, stops well short of the lane. They'll lob it back over to the right side to Bertel. Now her pass is batted free, stolen away. Valley Falls comes up with a steal, outlet down the court. On the floor, 2-time shot is going to be up and good. Quick transition bucket, and Corey Kirkwood has her first points of the game. Valley jumps out in front. Now a minute in at 4-0. Here's a jump shot from 13. Won't go. Rebound, Valley. Lady Dragons into the forecourt with it, and Lauren Brown handles the ball. Brings it across. So bounce pass over to the left elbow. 6.5 to go in the opening quarter. The drive to the free throw line. Pushing it off on top. It's going to go to Cassie. Breaks the layup back. Free shot up on line, but no good. And the rebound saved down low by Valley Falls. They're going to keep it alive. 6:15 to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls, it'll skip pass over to the left side. And I was thinking that Caitlin Yates was going to let go of that 3. And then she decided, no, I'm going to dribble to the top. But that moment of indecision results in a travel, and it's going to come back into the Nighthawks. We're getting a substitution coming in? No, not yet. NEK's got a player at the scorer's table, though. And at 6 minutes to go in the opening quarter, up four with it will come NEK. Long cross-court pass. They'll dump it over to the right side. Skip pass off the block. It's going to be batted away, knocked out of bounds. Touch last night breaks, and back it'll come to the Nighthawks. Into the game for NEK. We're going to have Zoe Chambers, a junior, and Sammy Baum, who is a freshman. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-0 Valley Falls lead. NEK looking for its first point of the game. Here's a little 13-footer, and that's where those first points are coming from. The bucket is good by Maggie Wagner. It is 4-2. Now the feed underneath all alone, and the layup is going to be missed. Rebound to go back down. Here comes NEK. Outlet down the floor. It's going to be saved deep at the baseline. The lob over to the edge. Back it away. Going 3. Got it from deep for the left side. 3-point shot up and in by Allie Sifford. And it is suddenly 5-4, and NEK has taken their first lead of the evening. 5:20 to go in the opening quarter. Found a bit of basketball at the free throw line. Back over to the right side is going to be Cassie. Cassie skips it to the free throw line. Now back out on top to Lauren. Brown, little left-hand dribble, goes down the left side of the lane, crosses underneath the goal, loses the handle on it. It's out of bounds. Nighthawk basketball. 3 minutes into the ball game, and it is a 5-4 Nighthawk lead. NEK will walk it up the floor. Bringing it up is going to be Sammy Baum. Sammy's a freshman, and quite tall. I'm 6'1". Anyway, maybe two. Here's a little jump shot for Baum. Won't fall. Rebound is going to be slapped out of bounds off the fingertips of Corey Kirkwood, and back it'll come to Northeast Kansas. Substitution in the game for Coach Hale, as it'll be Evie Gatzmeyer checking in. So Evie Gatzmeyer enters the lineup. Moore Valley falls. 4:44 to go, running along in the opening quarter. Here's another three. Boom! From way outside. Allie Sipper took a three. First possession didn't go in. She's thrown two more up and hit them both. And it's now an 8-4 lead for NEK. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Back it away with the basketball. Way up top side with it. Four Valley Falls. That's going to be Evie. She'll bounce it over to the right side. We've also got Brooklyn Schmelsley in the game. Comes out on top. That's going to be Cassie. Frakes goes baseline. The layup shot won't go in. And big collision underneath here. The moan from the crowd. Everybody seems to be back up on their feet and okay. Now up court with it will come NEK. Into the lane. On the floor once. The shot horsed up and missed. Rebounding it in. It's going to be Kirkwood. Here comes Corey. Baseball pass up the floor. Over to the left side to Connor. Gracie has it. Loses the handle. And it's going to go back to NEK. Caitlin Yates, Lauren Brown, back in for Valley Falls. NEK is going to rotate. And, yep, into the game is going to be Lila Sturbins. Lila Sturbins, another freshman for the Nighthawks. Here's a jumper inside the three-point ring that will not quite go in. And on the rebound, off the missed shot by Zoe, it's going to go out of bounds. Back it comes to Valley. 3.5 to go, opening quarter. Back up with it comes Valley Falls. They scramble the ball game 5-4, 8-4. They jump down in front 4-0 a minute in and have not scored since. Here's a feed to the baseline left. Shot is up, no good. Rebounding it down. Northeast Kansas, they'll bling it up the floor. Outlet down the court. No dribble, the driving layup is good. That long outlet pass to Laurel Swenson. She's got her first point. It is now 10-4. 3 minutes to play in the opening quarter. And he came with a basketball over to the left side, brings it back off on top. Now they'll bomb it over to the right edge. Valley will work into the lane. The little left-handed hook shot is up and too soft. Rebound is going to be tipped out. And certainly on the rebound, we will have a foul called. It is going to be on Lauren Brown of Valley Falls. That's going to be the first foul of the ballgame by either team. And we're at 2:48 to go in quarter number one. 10-4, Nighthawks. Skip pass over to the right side. It's going to be to Zoe Chambers. She'll dump it over to the left. Back out on top. 13-footer, good for two. Quick jump shot in the middle. And NEK continues to score the basketball. Lawrence Winston with four, and it is now 12-4. Cross-court pass. Handled down by Evie. Gatzmeyer travels to the basketball. We're getting a timeout. Yep. Coach Hale's going to take a timeout. Doesn't. We'll have our first break of the ball game. We're at 2 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the opening quarter of game one, where it is Northeast Kansas 12, Valley Falls 4.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here in Winchester, and as we return, NEK putting the ball in play, they'll go to the right side of the lane. Driving shot is up. Well, they don't get that one to fall. That was a good look at the rim for Swenson. But Valley Falls coming out with a rebound and aggressively finds up the court. 3-point shot left side up and off the mark, but a rebound pulled back down by NEK. where Carroll comes up with a basketball. She'll run it into the front court herself, keeps the dribble alive. She gets it into the front court, dishes it over to the right side. And we get a whistle, and we got an NEK timeout. So immediately, Coach Baum had seen something that Valley Falls had done coming out of the previous timeout. She's going to take one of her own, and Joseph, we will draw up another one. Break of the action. We're down at a minute 43 to go. Quarter number one. NEK 12. Valley Falls 4.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
The host team at number one seed, Jefferson County North, is going to be entertaining the Phoenix from Atchison. So that is game two, slated to begin at about 7:30. So we'll see how that all shakes out, but it'll be probably just pretty close to that. Here comes Valley Falls to get a play to begin the second quarter. We're back underway. Looks like each team has its original starting five out there. Valley will feed it over to the baseline left. Off the block, the shot is up and a little bit short. Rebound tipped out, and great hustle by Valley to tie up that basketball. Jump ball position in EK. 7:47 to go here in the first quarter. Now we're going to see Valley do something we have not seen them do, and that is apply full court pressure. NEK was breaking it, no problem. They'll bring it up the court, take it across the timeline to the top of the key, and then lay it back off on top to Allie Swafford. Sifford has it. Back over to the left. Now it's going to be Sammy Baum. Baum will dump it back to the right side, into the lane. As the shot goes up, the whistle gets blown, and a foul gets called. Nighthawks coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be foul number two by Lauren Brown, and foul one of the second quarter by either team. At the free throw line for NEK is going to be Allie Bertel. Her first one doesn't go in. Bounces twice off the rim. And Allie had a couple of free throws back in the very early moments of the game. Could not hit either of those. So right now she's 0 for 3 at the line. I'm looking for this one. Knee bend shot perfect. So Bertel is on the board and pushes NEK to a 13-6 lead. Down the left side of the lane, and the shot goes up for the Dragons, and with an attempt at a block, we're going to have a foul called on Amy Holloway. That is the first foul tonight by NEK. Only falls at the line. The free throw hits the back of the rim, and the long rebound is going to be taken by the shooter, Brooklyn Schmelsley. Brooklyn is a sophomore. For Coach Hale and Valley Falls, her second free throws off the back of the rim, bounces up high, and the missed shot is going to be rebounded back down by NEK. Holloway coming out with the basketball, and here comes the 15-footer on the other end, missing. Superb hustle by Holloway. Tracks down that loose basketball, dumps it over to the left corner. Handled there by Baum. Sammy, right-hand dribble, brings it out on top, little crossover between the feet. A minute gone in quarter number two. To the right side, but it is going to be Sammy. Baum will accelerate toward the baseline. Cross-court pass. Bounce back off on top. Starting left, cutting right, keeping the ball alive. Very good movement of the basketball against what for Valley Falls has been a pretty aggressive defense. Pass back topside. Baum with it. Plays off the screen. Backs away. Goes three. No. Rebound underneath. NEK. Hook shot. No. Rebound. We will have a foul call. Probably on NEK, and it is going to very quickly be the second foul of the game by Amy Holloway. No NEK fouls in the opening quarter, but Holloway has picked up quickly two fouls in the first minute and a half of the second quarter. Here comes Valley Falls, and Laura Brown up court with the basketball. Drives it over to the right side. The shot round and up and good. Corey Kirkwood point number four. And it's 13-8. Outlet pass to the other end of the floor is going to be out of the reach of Laurel Svensson. And it will come back to Valley Falls. Caitlin Yates will come back in. Corey Kirkwood will kick out for a little bit. Lady Dragons into the forecourt with the basketball. Down now by five. It is 13-8. 6 minutes to go in the opening half. Private all the way to the baseline, kicking it across to the left side. Brown will go in. No room. Comes off on top. Frakes. Frakes will spin it over to Connor. Connor out on top. Now it'll go to Schmelzley. And as she drives across, we're going to have a bump and another foul by Annie Kane. This foul is going to be on Allie Sitford. It will be her first, and now team foul three for NEK. Valley Falls has committed one second quarter foul. Second of the Nighthawk lineup will be Zoe Chambers. Valley puts the ball in play in midcourt. Here comes Lauren. Brown will skip pass over to the left side. Taken there by Evie. Gets it back out on top to Lauren. She'll go into the lane. Go from about 13. Doesn't get it. And the rebound is going to be tipped out. Nighthawks pull it down. Andy K back up the floor. Lila Sturban. Sturban's a freshman. For the Nighthawks. 5.5 to go in the first half. 13-8. And Andy K is going to turn it over with a travel. Substitution's coming in. Yeah. They were racing to the scores table. Didn't know if they get there quickly enough to check in. And now Indy K's got one too many. Here we go. Back on the floor for the Nighthawks is going to come Sammy Baum. And again, Sammy only a freshman, but she brings some real good height to this team. Found a bit of basketball up top side. Here's Evie Gatzmeyer. Goes to the right block. The shot is up. The foul is called. NEK picking up another one. This is going to be Swenson. And Laurel has her first foul of the game. And now, NEK team foul four of the second quarter with a long way to go. Still 5:05 to play in the second. Dragons coming to the line. Corey Kirkwood has 4 points. And a couple of free throws coming right here. First one. Got it. Kirkwood hits the first. Has one more coming. It is now 13-9. Looks at it. Those little short dribbles. It's up and good. And we're back to a 3-point game. Kirkwood with 6. And leads her team in scoring. Nighthawks with the basketball into the forecourt. They haven't scored in a while. Here's a little reverse layup. They're going to change that with a little crossover. And for NEK, the bucket is up and good for Sammy Baum. And it is 15-10. 4:40 to go. Here's a shot from underneath. Misses, and the rebound is going to be pulled down by the Nighthawks. Andy King into the forecourt. Swenson with it. Dumps it over to the left side. Back it away. Jumpers up off the rim and in. The bucket by Zoe Chambers for two. And it's now 17-10. At 4:17 to go. First half. First half. Point of the second quarter. Now, Andy King coming up with a steal. Here they come. Up the floor. Skip past left side. On the floor. One-time layup. Good. A quick transition bucket Zoe Chambers has four. And an explosion of offense for NEK has forged for them their largest lead of the game as they go up 9. 3:51 to play in the opening half. Found it with a basketball. Caitlin Yates to the free throw line. Has the ball just taken out of her hand. Here comes NEK. Zoe Chambers brings it down, lays it off on top. They'll go back door. The layup won't drop. Rebound tipped around out of bounds. Valley Falls basketball. Great movement of the ball. And that was a good wide open look underneath. But sometimes they just don't go in. And we're going to get a Valley Falls timeout before the ball is put back in play. Timeout of the court. Joseph at 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. It is NEK 19. Valley Falls 10.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals.
With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Back with you here in Winchester, Kansas, the Jefferson County North Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament. Game one of the night into Winchester. Location, Valley Falls and Northeast Kansas Nighthawks. Valley with the basketball, trailing by nine. Coming out of the timeout, they'll bring the ball over to the right side. Working from left to right here in the first half. Off on top, it's going to be Lauren Brown. Tries to back in. There's no room for her there. Jumps it over to Schmelzley. Brooklyn shot misses. And a rebound pulled down Nighthawks. Look at the freshman post. Drive it up the floor. Goes into the lane. The runner off the glass. That was spectacular. What a shot, Sammy Blum. It is now 21-10. 2:51 to go. First half. My goodness. That was a great play. Skip pass over to the left side. Valley works it to the free throw line. Comes back off on top. On the floor with it once. Back over to the left. Starting to drive in. The dish to the baseline. Travel. Yep. Again, you see that avenue. You're in the corner. There's no one between you and the rim. You think, man, I could drive in there, lay that thing off the window, and you start going, and you can't get the ball on the floor as quick as the feet can start moving. And there goes your turnover. And Kane's going to be coming to going to the bench and bringing Henley Romesburg here in a minute. And we'll have an NEK turnover. Romesburg, she'll come in for the first time today. And I believe with her appearance, Henley, who is a sophomore, will mean that every player that has come with NEK tonight has been on the floor. 2 minutes ago in the first half. Found it with the basketball, trailing by 11. Quickly to the left side, all the way to the baseline. No room off on top. Corey Kirkwood holding the ball way upstairs. Looks inside. Has her pass batted away, but going back into the mid-backcourt. Now the ball's going to be stolen away. And Romesburg, who's just come in with the steal, and then she'll lose a handle on it. Here comes Valley Falls. Bringing it up the basketball, up the floor. It's going to be Callie DeLong. And the pass to the baseline is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds. Minute and a half to go in the half. Game's moving along pretty briskly here, Joseph. It'll be Valley Falls basketball coming into their offensive baseline. We're going to get the substitution in. We are. Sammy Baum will come back in, and Zoe Chambers checks out for NEK. Still 21-10. The shot for Valley. Oh, nicely done by Kirkwood. Corey Kirkwood takes the inbound. Leans back, gets it up and in, and it is 21-12. And on the other end, a driving layup will go in but be waved off as there's going to be a foul on Gracie Connor. Gracie picking up foul number one, team foul two for Valley Falls. And it will be NEK basketball. Play right in front of the Dragon bench. It'll come in out on top. Baum with it. And her pass, not Fran stolen. Here comes Corey. Kirkwood will drive it all the way down, pull it up, running three, short, and the long rebound. Can Valley save it? They will, deep in the corner. Trapped down there, the ball is loose, running around, headed for midcourt, and it's going to cross over, and that's over and back. A minute 13 to play in the first half. And the Nighthawks will be inbounding it right in front of the scorer's table. And up floor with it will be Sammy Baum. Sammy will start to the right side, holds it up, feeds to the butt, just above the free throw line, about a half step. Now Baum will go three, doesn't get it, has a good look at him too, and the shot looked like it might have fallen in, but kind of bounded off the edge of the rim. Here comes Bonnie Collins with over 50 seconds ago in the first half. Shot blocked on the other end, and they're going to say she also got the wrist. We'll have an NEK foul. Let's see against which of the duo of defenders who were down there. Foul is going to be on Varl Swenson, her second. And a couple of free throws for Corey Kirkwood. Corey's 2-2 at the line. Already has 8 points. Free throw. Perfect. Corey's 3-3 at the line now. She had kind of an interesting warm-up. She takes the ball, dribbles it a couple of times, and then shortens the dribble. It's about ankle high. And she'll have some ankle high, about 6 or 8 real hard dribbles. And there go the short ones. It's kind of a, every shooter's got their thing, you know. Whatever makes it work, and that makes it work for her. She's 4-4 at the line now. It is 21-14, and we've got 45 seconds to play first half. Here's a runner in the lane. Halfway in, goes out, rebound. Valley Falls coming up with the basketball. Good possession for Valley. They're going to be able to cut more deeply into that NEK lead. Here's a three straight away from the top. No. Rebound, Nighthawks. They'll race up the floor. Up with it is going to be Maggie Wagner. Goes left side. Layup miss. Kick back out on top. Square up for three. Wide left. Rebound, Valley. 17, 16 seconds left, third quarter. Now the ball's going to be still in the backcourt. Big collision. No foul called. And Nighthawk there goes to the floor. Valley comes up with it. They'll feed it over to the left side with 8. The baseline rainbow up and short. Offensive rebound. Valley Falls falling away. It's up and no good. It's on the floor. Valley pulls it down. Buzzer goes off before another shot's taken. And with a flurry, we go to halftime. Welcome back here to Winchester. Summarize that opening half for you as the two teams head for the break. It is NEK 21, Valley Falls 14.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
So the next two teams up are out of the court warming up as it'll be Jefferson County North and Atchison High School. We're looking forward to bringing you that game here around 7:30, but right now, game at hand is at halftime, and Northeast Kansas has been led in scoring by Allie Sifford with 6, then very balanced following her, Laurel Swenson and Sammy Baum and Zoe Chambers, 4 apiece, 2 in the first half for Maggie Wagner and 1 for Allie Bertel. For Valley Falls, only 3 players in the scoring column, but one of them leads all scorers, and that's Corey Kirkwood with 10. 2 apiece then for Cassie Frakes and Lauren Brown. A couple of players with 2 fouls apiece. No one with more than that, so probably no real foul issues here. And second half should be really good, as we've seen these two teams go on streaky runs, scoring 6 or 8. Then the other team scores 6 or 8, and it's gone back and forth much like that through the course of the game. We'll be back. Second half of game 1 coming up and then game 2. But right now, with the halftime score in Winchester, Northeast Kansas Nighthawks 21, Valley Falls 14. Back we go to our man Joseph for a high school tournament halftime.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're at the JCN Girls Tournament. We will return to Tom Couts in just a few minutes. Coming up tomorrow on the Care Country Sports Schedule, we've got Benedictine College versus Central Methodist with the women's game at 5:30. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Thursday brings us to Sports Look, where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. The JCN Girls Tournament is where we will be Friday night, with games scheduled at 6 and 8. And then Saturday brings us back to William Penn, as we will have the Benedictine Ravens taking on William Penn, with the women taking to the court at 2 p.m. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Dreaming of a vibrant, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care's six-step program makes it a reality. Tailored treatments in Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties. Customize your plan. Choose all six rounds or select what suits you. Call for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Your dream lawn is just a call away at Urban Lawn Care, where they nurture dreams into reality.
The six-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy six crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olay? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few. The six-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Taking a look at the only score that I've got to be able to report right now with complete accuracy, we've got NEK at 21 points with the Valley Falls girls at 14. In scores from yesterday, we have a couple to report. Taking a look at the MSC Sports website, we have Let's see, just a second. It's slowly scrolling right now. We have got ACCHS being defeated by JCN yesterday with JCN at 64 points, ACCHS at 13. In the boys' game between Jackson Heights and Hiawatha, Hiawatha had a win at 62 points to Jackson Heights, 33. In girls' basketball from last night, Marysville beat Jackson Heights, 75-53. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A dense fog advisory continues until noon tomorrow. Overcast with fog tonight with isolated rain showers likely. Lows level off around 32. Northeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance for isolated showers again tomorrow, 39. Overcast skies with fog early tomorrow night. Chance for isolated rain showers. Lows level off around 33. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 35 degrees in Atchison. It feels like we are sitting at 33 on the skin with the wind out of the north and northeast at 4 miles per hour. Relative humidity 91%, the dew point 33 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.16 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a couple of moments.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back to Winchester. Getting set to go to the second half. It is a 21-14 lead for NEK Nighthawks over Valley Falls. Many thanks to our man Joseph, producing and engineering and doing halftime stuff. Also, Joseph, well done. Thank you. Tom Kautz here courtside, and Valley Falls is going to have the ball. They're going to quickly put it down to the baseline. Shot goes up, rattles around two times, goes in. And Gracie Connor gets her first point of the game. Valley Falls is on the board in the opening moments of the second half, and as NEK gets down the floor, they're going to turn it over. It is 21-16. Ninehawks in front. Just underway in the third quarter. Little four-court pressure applied by the Nighthawks here. Teams each with their starting lineups in the game. Lauren Brown, Corey Kirkwood, Gracie Connor, Caitlin Yates, and Cassie Frakes for Valley Falls. And for NEK, it's going to be Allie Bertel and Amy Holloway, Allie Sifford, Maggie Wagner, and Laurel Swenson. Here's a feed down to the baseline. The ball gets loose. Valley's going to be able to rescue it. They'll put up the three from the right side. A little too strong. We better go back down. Here comes NEK. Quick outlet over to the left side. And a travel called. Ninehawks are going to turn it back over. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Coming out of the locker room, both teams have, I think, picked up the defensive intensity just a little bit. Valley for running gym. Full court pressure, and now as reciprocally is being done by NEK. Now we're going to get a blocking foul underneath. And that's going to put Valley, I think, at the free throw line. His official comes over to the scorer's table to let us know that the whistle is going to be on Allie Bertel. It is her first foul in the first third quarter foul by either team. She's going to put Gracie Connor up there. Gracie hasn't had a free throw yet tonight, but her first one here goes right in. 3 points for Gracie Connor.
only a sophomore down at Valley Falls. 21-17. Dragons stand right in this thing. Left-handed free throw. Get them both. 21-18. You got a one-possession game. And now, any cave throws the ball the length of the court. It's loose on the floor. And we get a jump ball. We get tied up. Possession arrow. Nighthawks. Any cave is going to make a couple of substitutions, bringing Sammy Baum and Zoe Chambers and now also Lila Sturbins into the game. So for Coach Marley Baum, she's like, you know, well, I think we're going to have a chat with some of my players off the floor and going to make a couple of adjustments to the lineup. 6:20 to go in the third quarter. It's a three-point game. Nighthawks will go long cross-court, nearly lost but saved at the edge by Zoe Chambers with it, goes back door, turning around. The shot is up, but too soft, and the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls. Coming down with the basketball, it's going to be Yates. Caitlin outlets it up the court. Down the left side with it is going to be Corey. Kirkwood with the right hand dribble takes it out between the circles. We're at 6 minutes ago in the third. Back over to the right side is going to be Yates. Little head fake, loses her defender, heads for the baseline. Now her cross baseline pass is stolen. Here comes Schwinson. She'll bring it down. Skip past left side, driving layup, good. Beautiful transition basketball. Give that bucket to Zoe Chambers. Coming off the bench, Zoe with a half a dozen now. It's 23-18. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. To the free throw line, into the lane. The runner is up and good. Corey Kirkwood has a dozen. 28-25. And on the other end, quick jump shot is up off the mark. Rebound is going to be saved. Nighthawks still go three. It's online, but a little too long. Another offensive rebound. This one's a long two. Got it. From the left side, the bucket is good for Lisa Sturbins, and we're going to get a Valley timeout. Taking a break with Coach Hale. We're down to the 5:09 mark of the third quarter here in Winchester, where it is NEK 25, Valley Falls 20.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Exactly, it's 5:09 to go in the third quarter here in Winchester. Jefferson County Girls Midseason Invitational Tournament. Always one of the great tournaments around. This season, certainly no exception. Who else participating in this thing? Yeah, NEKL and Valley Falls. Here's a shot from the left side for Valley. Missing. NEKL with a rebound. Next game is going to be JCN and Atchison High. Driving down the right side, the runner across the back of the rim is no good. Out of bounds, back to Valley. The other four teams playing at the other location, Rossville and ACCHS, Oskaloosa and Perry LeCompton. Perry LeCompton enjoys, as they did last week, going into the Oskaloosa tournament. They like stepping out of the Big Seven, I think, a little bit, playing some of these NEKL teams. Here's a shot from down to the baseline for Valley. No good. Follow shot is up. It's no good. Rebounding it down. Nighthawks. Here comes NEK. Down the floor. Starting left. Now driving right. Stopping outside the lane. Coming out on top. The long two is up and short. And a rebound is going to be taken down off the floor by Lauren Brown. Valley Falls is going to run it the other way. The feed over to the left side. Outside the block. It's handled there by Gracie. Connor's got it. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it back out on top. We're midpoint of the third quarter, 4 minutes to go. 25-20. Not particularly high scoring, and now the pass batted away and knocked out of bounds. It's going to be off Laurel Swenson. Valley Falls is going to bring Chloe Cox into the game and into the lineup for NEK. Maggie Wagner returns, so a couple of freshmen, one for each team, coming back in. There are a lot of young players on both of these clubs. 3:50 to go in the third. Valley with the basketball. There's a long pass. It's slapped away by Sammy Baum. Collins going to be putting it in play right in front of Coach Hale. Inbound work by Corey Kirkwood. She'll lob it into the backcourt. Not a bad play. I always like when teams utilize the distance of the floor and the availability of backcourt for that inbound. It's going to be taken by Lauren. Brown will dump it down to the baseline. Back to Corey. She holds it up out of the edge, puts it off on top to Evie. Gassmeyer back over. It goes to Corey. Kirkwood's running jump shot is up and short. Rebounding it back down. N.E.K. Wagner comes out with a basketball, and here comes Baum. Coast-to-coast running shot. Got it. Another pretty shot by Sammy Baum, and she's got a half a dozen. 27-20. And we're at 3:15 to go, quarter number three. Ball's going to be batted away, and N.E.K. almost able to get that thing saved in, but could not quite. Valley will bring it in front of the scorer's table. Indico's going to bring Amy Holloway back in. Looks like we're going to get Allie Bertel back in. Both coaches do a really nice job of rotating players, keeping the right athletes out of the floor, keeping fresh players out of the court. Now reaching in, the ball's got to be tied up. Jump ball called. Back it'll come to Valley Falls. 3:03 to go in the third quarter. 27-20. Northeast Kansas High School, the home of the Nighthawks. Coming into the game today at 9-4. Pass comes way up topside. Now to the left block. And the spinning shot. Nicely done. Kirkwood has 14. 27-22. 2:45 to go, third quarter. Valley Falls has shifted to a little zone defense now. Here's a baseline three from the left side, launched and hit by Sammy Baum. 30-22. 2 minutes and 20 to go in the third quarter. I'll tell you what, Sammy Baum's making an early bid. That shot is up and good from the left side by Lauren Brown. A couple of players very clearly making a bid for all tournament teams here in the first game. Here's a shot for three. It's another one by Sammy. Wow. Sammy Baum, back-to-back threes. Corey Kirkwood for Valley Falls. Sammy Baum for N.E.K. are both making strong bids for all-conference teams. Here comes the ball up the floor. Valley Falls, it's going to be stolen. Taken away by Bertel. And as she tries to get up the floor with it, loses the control of the ball, gets away from her a little bit, goes out of bounds into the far side. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. We're going to see 1, 2, 3, 4 substitutions for N.E.K. That's all they've got. They've got 9. So, Coach Marley Baum is using all of her players. We've got a minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. It is a 33-24 ball game. Valley Falls with the ball, but trailing again. Now by 9. They've been down by as many as 11 in the first half. Here's a spinning shot. It's no good, but Lauren Brown, achieving her purpose, draws the foul, and it's going to be on Henley Roseburg. Holmesburg, a sophomore, will have her first foul. That's a couple of fouls by N.E.K. Valley Falls has not committed a foul yet in the second half. But the first free throw, it is up, and it is good for Lauren Brown. That'll be her fifth point tonight. Down to a minute and a half to go. Third quarter. And both free throws good. 33-26. So Lauren Brown, 6 points. Kirkwood with 14. Gracie Connor, 4. And Cassie Frakes, the other 2 for Valley Falls. Full court pressure, making it difficult for N.E.K. to get the ball in play. They will, ultimately. Now they're having trouble getting it across midcourt, and Valley Falls comes up with a steal. No, they're going to get a timeout. N.E.K., a smart timeout, and let's do it. Kills up a break. We're down to a minute 26 to come in the third quarter. It is N.E.K. 33, Valley Falls 26.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
It is a joy to be with you this evening here at Winchester, Kansas. We are at a minute 26 to go in the third quarter of the first game of the night. It's a 33-26 NEKL Nighthawk lead over Valley Falls in girls high school basketball tournament action. NEKL having trouble getting the ball up the court. Coach Marley Baum called that timeout. Got her team kind of lined out a little bit. Now they bring it in play, bring it up the floor, and they'll travel with it up topside. So NEK is going to turn it right back over with a minute 12 to go in the third. Here comes Valley Falls and Corey Kirkwood with it. She's over right side, takes it to the wing. Now the pass middle is going to be just pulled out of the sky, taken down by Allie Sifford. Here comes NEK, right side, running shot, up and good. My goodness, another beautiful shot. And a lovely play by Sammy Baum. She's at a 10-point third quarter, 14 in the ball game, and we're inside a minute to go in the third. It is 35-26. Found it with the top side. Again, it's going to be Kirkwood. She'll go over to the right block. Shot is up. She drew. She got the foul. It will come to the line. It's a nice job that Corey does, and knowing how to get that ball in the middle, he kind of forced that shot up a little bit. Draw the third foul of the game in that instance against Laurel Swenson. Jim gets pretty quiet. First free throw. Yep. And Corey Kirkwood continues to play extremely well here this evening. In and out of the game come a couple of players for NEK. Maggie Wagner going to take a spot down to the baseline right. One more free throw coming up for Corey. 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Corey's second free throw. Perfect. She is 6 of 6 at the line. Has 16 points. It is 35-28. Back over to the right side with it. NEK with a basketball. Baum will start in. Backs away with it. Accelerates to the left. Keeps up dribble alive, backs away, 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. Sammy will dump it over to the left side, gets it there to Zoe. Chambers feeds to the free throw line, no room, back on top with 11. Around to the left side, here's a jumper, 16-footer, nice. Sammy Baum, a dozen in this quarter, 37-28. 1 second to go, half-court shot, off the backboard, and we have come to the end of the third quarter. We'll be back, fourth quarter of game one, coming up. It is Northeast Kansas, 37, Valley Falls, 28.
When you visit one of our eight Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
In the second quarter, Sammy Baum had 12 of NEK's 16 third quarter points. Sammy Baum with 16 points leading her team in scoring, and similarly with 16 points leading her team in scoring is Corey Kirkwood from Valley Falls. That includes perfect 6 of 6 at the free throw line for Corey. Here we go to the fourth corner. It'll be NEK basketball, and we're back underway.
way out topside with it is going to be bomb. She'll drive right, pull up a little one-handed runner. That one will not roll in. Valley comes down with it, and Gracie Connor boards it down. Gets it over to Lauren and Brown into the forecourt. Drives all the way down the lane, stops inside, kicks it back over to the right. Head fake from there. Baseline runner is up and off the mark. Rebounding it down is going to be bomb. She'll bring it up, looking down the floor for help. Instead, goes coast to coast herself. The driving shot will not go down, and the rebound pulled away by Valley, and Kirkwood coming up with the basketball herself. Corey will work first to the right side, then to the left, stop it at the free throw line, pivoting with the left foot, looks into the middle, finds no room there, brings it back out of top to Caitlin. Gates dumps it over to the right side, that's going to be Lauren Brown with it. We're 7-10 to go in the game. 37-28 NEK for Valley Falls, playing even, not going to cut it. They've got to come back from this big 9-point deficit. The ball at the free throw line, Lauren Brown can't get rid of it, swings it over to the left to Yates, now back into the corner. Here's a jumper for three. Going to be a little bit short. Rebound underneath. NEK coming up with the basketball. Back up come the Nighthawks. 6:45 to go in the game. Up the floor is going to be bomb. She'll have it on the right side. Lobs it over to the left. Way over in the corner is going to be Zoe. Chambers skip pass down to the baseline. Left with 6.5 to go in this ball game. Runner shot from the left side is up and too strong. Valley comes down with the rebound. And again, it's going to be Kirkwood handling the ball. Outlet pass up the floor. Bounded away. Bomb will steal it. Come up the floor with it. She'll drive down the right side. She's got numbers. Pulls up from 12. Doesn't get it. Rebound Kirkwood. Outlet to the other end. Baseball pass. Driving to the other end. The shot is up and missing. Rebound NEK. Pulled down this time by Amy Holloway. Holloway gets it away to Bomb. 6 minutes to go in the game. There is mad movement at the scorer's table. We've got, what, 8 players, 4 for each team right now? Waiting to get into the game. Inside 6 to go in the contest. Driving shot, Holloway missed it. Come to the right side. Jumper, short. Rebound, again, Nighthawks. Feeds it over to the left side. Stepping inside. Driving in. Runner, no. Rebound tipped out. Saved again by NEK. They're going to keep it alive. Bring it out on top to Baum. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Baum pulls up her dribble. Goes left side to Sefford. Alley, first right, then left, backs away, goes three, Sifford, rims around, no. Rebound underneath, coming away with it is going to be Valley Falls. Up the floor, now it's going to be stolen back. Here comes NEK down the right side. Sifford with the steal, gets it over to Baum. One-handed shot is up, is it good? They're going to call her for a travel. She changed hands, went up with the left hand, got it in, and they wave off the bucket. 5:17 to go. And right now, it's just a myriad of substitutions coming into the floor, coming onto the floor, and Valley Falls will bring it up. 5:15, 5:14, we're rolling along here in the fourth quarter. Valley with the basketball, and they got to make up some ground. Down by 9. From the left side, that three-point shot is blocked. And rebound, NEK. Coming up with it is Bertel. Alley will bring it up the floor, beats it to the top of the key. Now back door to the left block, the spinning shot around and good. First points in a while for either team, and those belong to Laurel Swenson. 39-28. Equaling their largest lead of the game, NEK goes up 11. Hook shot from in the lane. It's off the rim 2 times, no good. Rebound tipped out, Nighthawks. 4.5 to go in the contest. Held quickly, take it down the left side of the floor, go all the way to the baseline. It's going to be Bertel with it. Comes off on top to Sifford. Sifford with the right hand. The defender reaches in, and we're going to get a timeout. NEK, take it to T.O. Let's do it, Joseph. 4:23 to play in the game. Nighthawks, 39, Lady Dragons, 28.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here we are with 4:23 to go in the ball game, and NEK putting it in play, coming out of the timeout. Quick spinning shot is up, it's no good. The rebound is on the floor and rolls out of bounds, out of the reach of player for each team. It will belong to the Dragons. 4:19 to play. Here comes Valley Falls. Into the fourth quarter, over with it on the right side. It's going to be Callie. DeLong feeds to the baseline left. Little falling away shot. Up, nope. Rebound tipped around. And somehow, Nighthawks are able to save that thing in. They were just walking a tightrope down to the baseline. Here comes NEK. Out on top is Allie Sifford. Sifford drives right off the screen, puts on a nice aggressive shot, and it won't go in. And two players for NEK come down with the basketball and battling with one another. They turn it over with the travel. Now we've got an NEK player who's asking coach to come out. I think she got whacked on the chin here a little bit. She's kind of rubbing it as she comes up floor, but she's staying out there. 3:40 to play. And the pass inside is going to be stolen. Nighthawks step in front of it. Here comes Swinson. She'll dish it left side. The runner, no. Rebound Swinson, yes. Laurel Swinson with 8. And it's now 41-28. 3:25 to go. And a 13-point game. 3 from the left side. Online, but just a little bit short. Here comes NEK. They lead pass. The running shot. Nope. Rebound back to Lauren Brown at Valley Falls. Lauren outlets it down the floor. Here comes Kirkwood. She has it knocked out of her hands and out of hands. It's going to go back the other way. And again, NEK rotating in all the players on the pitch, and that's 4. Coach Jordan Hale bringing in a couple of substitutions for Valley Falls, and we're down to 3 minutes to go. 41-28. NEK started off a little slowly. Valley Falls broke out in front, got a 4-0. And then the Nighthawks turned on the offense and have not slowed down. Up here by some 13 points, their largest lead of the evening. And we're inside 3 minutes to go. NEK starts to take the long shot. And then Allie Sipper changes her mind. She starts to go up with a shot and says, you know, I don't think that's what Coach wants us to do. I think she wants us to be a little more patient and a little time off the clock. And in doing that, she pulls it back down and gets called for the travel. 2:40 to go in the game. Second game coming up here before very long. Now the ball is going to be batted free. Stolen. Nighthawks come up with a basketball. Amy Holloway picks up the loose ball off the floor, dumps it over to Sammy Baum. And with 2:20 to go in the game, Amy King's back on offense. And again, this possession, I think that they're going to be looking for something very safe or to take some time away. 2:15 to go. The pass in the middle and reaching in to try to slap the ball free. We'll get a foul called on Cassie Frakes. Valley Falls, are you ready for this? That is the first foul by Valley Falls in the second half. They have done a pretty good job. The lob's going to come in, looking, and they'll bring it in over here on the right side. Sammy alternates hands with the dribble. Now she'll accelerate over to the left side. Swings it over to the edge. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Taking it down the left side is going to be Chambers. Zoe back out on top. Sammy dribbles out toward the center circle. She's picked up defensively by Brooklyn Schmelsley. Baum cuts it over to the right side. Allie Sifford with it again. 1:45 to go. Sifford plays off the screen. It's going to go with a little give and go, but she was there with the give, but there was nobody there for the go. But the ball gets stolen back by NEK. And we're down to 1.5 minutes to play. Way out to the right side. Now the ball's going to be knocked free. Down court with it comes Lauren. Brown in, up, doesn't get it. And a foul by the Nighthawks. Going to put Valley Falls on the free throw line. Back up there's going to come Lauren Brown. It's going to be Allie Sifford picking up her second foul tonight. First foul of the fourth quarter for NEK. The free throw, nicely done, Lauren Brown. That is her 7th point this evening. And that is, I got to look at my math. That is the first fourth quarter point for Valley Falls, coming here with 1:28 to go. Second one, good, she'll get them both. It is 41-30, and we will get a Valley Falls timeout. Joseph, let's do it, my friend, with 1:28 to go in the game. It is NEK 41, Valley Falls 30.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
We've been talking about it as the evening's progressed, so the crowd continues to just filter in and filter in, and he's doing a really nice job. Second game coming up here before long. It'll be Atchison High School. How about those Phoenix? They're going to be here, and they're going to be up against the host team of the number one seed, Jefferson County North. That game anticipated to be a 7:30 start, and it's going to be, say what, Joseph, we're going to be pretty close to on time. N.E.K. bringing the ball in from the baseline. They'll kick it over to Amy Holloway. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Amy. What had happened is Amy got the ball in play. A couple of defenders dropped down and surrounded her. And so in an effort to free herself up, the official felt like there was some little elbow action going on there. And here comes Valley Falls with a minute 20 left. They'll feed to the left block, going in, horsing it up, shot's no good, but an NEK foul by Maggie Wagner. It is her first of the night and the third for the Nighthawks, and once again, Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. Back up there, it's Corey Kirkwood. This free throw makes her the high scorer in the game with 17. NEK's Sammy Baum with 16 points. Sammy has not scored yet in the fourth quarter. Second free throw. Yeah. Really well done. Valley Falls is fantastic at the free throw line. 41-32. Nighthawks up with it, and we've got a minute 15 to play. Little one-hand push pass over to the corner, and prior to that, we will have a Valley Falls foul by Brooklyn Schmelsley. That's only going to be team foul two. The Valley Falls has got to commit some fouls if they're going to be putting any kid at the free throw line. Trailing it here by 9, and we're at 70 seconds to go, and there's another quick foul by Brooklyn. So that's the plan. Brooklyn picking up foul number 2, team foul 3. It'll be put in play from the 28-foot mark on the far side. And back in again, it comes to Baum. She gets doubled up, and somebody reaches in and whacks at it, and that's going to be another one on Brooklyn. So Brooklyn has committed, after no fouls at all in the game, picked up 3 in the course of, 20 seconds, 15 seconds. And that'll be team foul 4. So that will get Valley Falls putting any can at the free throw line with each subsequent foul, and there's another one. That's going to be the fourth one on Brooklyn. And now we will see free throws coming for the Nighthawks. Again, Any King comes into the ball game at 9-4. Very good team. And at the line, Sammy Baum with 16 points so far tonight. This one, 17. Sammy looking to tie Corey Kirkwood for high scoring honors with one more free throw. And will not get it. Rebound Valley. It is 42-32. And we're at a minute. Driving shot, other end, up won't go. Rebound tipped out, Valley Falls basketball. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Zoe Chambers. She was not able to control it in, and Valley's going to have it in beneath their goal. 52 seconds left to play. Valley looking in. Now they'll skip it to the right side on the floor a couple of times. Rotating shot is up and missing. Rebound underneath Brown, up and missing. Rebound underneath to Kirkwood, up and missing. Rebound, NEK. 40 seconds left. NEK up the floor, and there's your foul. It's going to put the Nighthawks back at the line. going to be the second foul by Corey Kirkwood. And now NEK head coach Marley Baum, well, she's going to send everybody but the shooter into the backcourt. And at the free throw line is Laurel Swinson. Free throw's good. Laurel has her ninth point of the game, so she can make double-figure scoring with one more. And there it is. It is 44-32. And we're down just over half a minute to play in the game. Valley down to the baseline. Pass is going to be batted, and it's going to go out of bounds. NEK basketball. Now, how's Valley Falls going to play this last 29 seconds? Trailing by a dozen. They're going to be very aggressive. They're going to play this thing all the way down to the final moment. The ball comes in to Baum. And she gets fouled. Yep. We will walk back to the other floor, into the floor. Corey Kirkwood collects foul number three. And once more, NEK is going to leave its team other than the shooter in the backcourt. And at the line, the shot is up and good for Sammy Baum. And that is her 18th point. Gets them both, 46-32. Here comes Valley. Here comes Lauren Brown. All the way to the baseline. Stops. Baum gets in front of her. Kind of deflects her pass across the court out of bounds. And we're down to 19 seconds left. Valley putting a play down to the baseline. Again, got another game coming up here before long. Stick around. Inbound it comes and way out on top. It's going to be Brooklyn. Schmelzy and the long cross-court pass is a little errant. It's going to go out of bounds. In any case, going to have to run the last 14 seconds off the clock. It'll be inbounded here on the near side by Maggie Wagner. Maggie's looking for some help. We'll bring it in deep in the backcourt to Swinson. Laurel gets it to Baum. And the upcourt pass into the forecourt across the timeline, Holloway. 3 seconds, two, and that's going to do it. Your final score in game one tonight. The Northeast Kansas Nighthawks, 46. Valley Falls, 32. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
FW Houston Medical Center is here for all of your health care needs. Have an illness late at night or on the weekend? Come visit FW Houston's 24/7 walk-in clinic. Call us today at 913-774-7729. 4340 to learn more.
Back with you here, summarizing game one of the night, where Northeast Kansas got behind a little bit early in the game, was able to push to a lead at the end of the first quarter, got up as many as 11 before the half, and rolled to a 46-32 lead. Winning it and by some 14 tonight. Let's recap the scoring. First of all, for Northeast Kansas, Sammy Baum can't say enough about how she played it tonight. 19 points, leading her team and leading all scorers. Double figures as well for Laurel Swinson with 10. Half a dozen apiece for Allie Sifford and Zoe Chambers. It was a two-point game for Maggie Wagner and for Lisa Sturbins, running it out one tonight for Allie Bertel. For Valley Falls, Corey Kirkwood doing what she does, putting points on the board, including going 8 of 8 at the free throw line. Corey is going to be your USB, Union State Bank, player of the game, 18 tonight for Valley Falls. Scoring also for the Lady Dragons, Lauren Brown had 8, 4 tonight for Gracie Connor, and 2 for Kathy Frakes. The winner of the first game, Northeast Kansas, is going to be playing Friday. The winner of this game, JCN and Atchison. Stick around. We're going to be bringing that one to you. And then, of course, we'll be back Friday to see how those matchups come out. Lots of hoops coming your way here on King Radio. Again, the final scoring, King won tonight. NEK 46, Valley Falls 32. Don't go far. We'll be back. Game 2 of the night coming up here on King Radio from Winchester, Kansas, shortly.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.